Let's get the latest on Tropical Storm Harvey, which made landfall again today, moving from Texas to Louisiana. But there is some relief in Houston. The National Weather Service announced this morning that the Tropical Storm Warning, Storm Surge, and Flash Flood Watch have all been canceled there. The storm poured nearly 52 inches of rain east of Houston, breaking a record for the most measured rainfall from a single storm in the continental U.S. Joining us now is Craig Cohen, host of Houston Matters on Houston Public Media. Craig, tell us how it's going there. Are you still seeing any rain at this point, or has it stopped?
I am so pleased to say the rain has stopped, and Harvey has left behind most of the greater Houston region. Now, that said, the storms moved eastward. Areas in far east Texas, including Beaumont, really took it on the chin last night and are still seeing some rain this morning. In fact, one shelter in Port Arthur, Texas, that's about 100 miles east of Houston, flooded around 8 o'clock last night, and people there had to be evacuated a second time. And the forecast now is finally looking really good. We could still see a shower or two today, but otherwise sunshine into Saturday, which is great news.
And what about the water levels around the city? Are they starting to recede at all?
Well, anecdotally, yes, but with a caveat. First of all, the Brazos River in Fort Bend County is still expected to crest at about 57.5 feet tomorrow. That would exceed the normal flood stage by 12 feet and surpass the current record by nearly 3 feet. Evacuation orders have been in effect for large portions of Fort Bend County near the Brazos. And yet, for other portions of Greater Houston, we're starting to see streets starting to drain as they are designed to do. There are still many, many impassable roads and stretches of highway. And the best advice is still to stay put yet one more day. But as you might imagine, after 4 days of being holed up, Houstonians are starting to travel around a little bit. Some area restaurants and stores have opened back up over the last 24 or 48 hours or so, some of them even serving as makeshift shelters. Still, Houstonians who aren't flooded out need to be very cautious about where they go and how they get there. There are limited routes from one location to another, and first responders, of course, still need to travel around to see if there are others left to rescue.
And what about the reservoirs? We know that yesterday two reservoirs spilled over into neighborhoods that hadn't already been flooded. Is there still a concern with Houston's reservoirs?
Yeah, these are the Addix and Barker reservoirs, and the Army Corps of Engineers did some targeted releases from those reservoirs. And basically what they did was, by releasing a little bit of water and getting people out of those neighborhoods that were in greatest threat of it as best they could, that kept Buffalo Bayou from spilling over and flooding the city in a more massive fashion. It does look like the worst in terms of both weather and flooding may now be behind us. But of course, that's just the first stage in a long effort in terms of relief and then recovery.
We spoke yesterday with NPR's John Burnett, who's there in Houston, and he was talking about rescues just going on all around him. Helicopters would swoop down and pick people up. Is that still happening? Are the rescues still ongoing?
Oh, they're still pursuing them, yes, wherever they can. In general terms, we've seen thousands of rescues. Close to 10,000 people found their way to a shelter at the George R. Brown Convention Center over the last 24, 36 hours. That's really the bigger issue now is once people are rescued, getting them to shelters and then getting them as quickly as possible settled and then out of those shelters into temporary housing. That's the big transition process that's going to happen over the next few days, hopefully.
Over the next few days, how long do officials in Houston think that people are going to have to be in temporary shelters?
I think it's maybe just a little too soon yet to say. Just yesterday, they opened up an additional mega shelter. There have been shelters opened up. Area mosques around town have opened their doors, area high schools. People are going to be there for a while, and how long that while is, I can't tell you.
I remember being in New York City during Hurricane Sandy, and when the government would come in and say, okay, we're now doing only 3 people in a car coming into the city and things like that, people obeyed. They said, okay, this is what we have to do to get through this. I know that Houston has now put in place a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 in the morning. How are Houstonians feeling about how the government is responding?
Generally speaking, it seems pretty positive. People are heeding warnings from local officials. I know there has been some talk, and to be honest with you, we hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to it, but that there was some talk in social media, primarily from people outside of Greater Houston, saying, well, why didn't local officials just evacuate everybody right. from Houston? You can't do that with 6.5 million people. And in fact, the last time they tried that about a decade ago during Rita, it led to many more deaths on highways when people got stranded and couldn't go anywhere.
That's Craig Cohen, who is host of Houston Matters on Houston Public Media in Houston, of course, where it is finally not raining anymore. Craig, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.